Get ready with me while I explain how ICE took my husband and why we might lose everything because of it. We were at our marriage-based green card interview, which is like the last step to becoming a lawful permanent resident. We were totally expecting to walk out with a green card that day when ICE barged in the middle of our interview, took my husband, handcuffed him, and took him away. No explanation, no valid basis. Seeing as we were about to move back to Minnesota, where I'm from, he was our sole source of income before he was arrested. And now I'm sitting here trying to think about how I'm going to pay for our rent and all of our bills while dealing with this disaster because they cannot tell us when he'll ever be released. I went from planning our future, starting to open up our own business, to now wondering where our next paycheck is going to come from, how I'm going to afford to live in such an expensive city. We live in San Diego. To try to fight this and get him out of custody because he doesn't deserve to be there. The thing no one's really talking about is the fact that overstaying a visa is not a crime. Right now, San Diego is taking people and putting them in deportation proceedings for overstaying their visa, whether that be a work visa or a student visa. My husband was here on student visa. And overstaying is not a crime. It is in civil court. It's a civil violation, very similar to a citizen not paying their car registration on time, not renewing our registration on time. It is not an arrestable offense for overstaying a visa. Other than that, my husband has done nothing to warrant being put in an ICE detention facility. He's currently being held at the Otay Mesa Detention Center on the border of the United States and Mexico.